As promised last week, Luke's going to come up stage quickly, and I hope you've brought your gym clothes with you. None of you? I warned you that we're going to do a bit of push-ups and sit-ups and get those heart rates up to 80% max. You guys are like, no. All right. Okay. Jokes aside. We are live again on our phones, so if you want to go onto that app on your phone, it should all be working fine tonight. If it's your first time here, since we've gone live on your cell phone, you find an app called the YouVersion Bible app. When you go to the little like three stripes at the top, it depends on your phone, but I think it's the three stripes at the top inside the app. You click on that and it goes to events down at the bottom. You click on events and then you can just search Durban. And it seems like we're the only church in Durban that's live, which is pretty cool, I think. But you click on Durban North Baptist Church, you'll see it right there. And then tonight's reading, some of the sermon notes are on there and the questions for later on too. And even a devotional plan that if you want to go dig a little deeper in Daniel in the week, you can do that. But if you, like some of us, that you're like, I just like to read my Bible, that is also okay. And we're going to do that tonight. Tonight we're in Daniel chapter 6. So if you're on the phone, you'll see it's there. But if you're not, you've got your Bible with you, you might want to turn just to Daniel chapter 6. We're going to read the first 10 verses. But tonight, we're in week 3 of our current series based on the life of Daniel called The Stand. In week 1, if you can remember, we discussed how we're going to stand out from the current cultural norm. Last week, it was all about standing up for what is right and challenging the sin in the lives of those we love dearly. And so this week is all about standing strong, as you could see in that video earlier. It was all about the guns, eh? It's all about the guns. So tonight is about standing strong when life gets tough. Let's look at the story in a South African modern day context first, before we go and read Daniel. We're back in the day, now for some of you, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but just trust me in this regard, okay? Back in the day, most of our public schools had some form of official Christian input or programs. Most of our public schools had assemblies where we would start in a bit of worship, there would be a prayer, and possibly even a devotional reading or teaching. And they would even, in some schools, have Bible ed, like worked into the official curriculum. It was one of your classes that you attended in the week, and it was fantastic. And then it stopped. In some of our schools today, we still have SCAs, but very seldom, except in Christian schools, will there be an official Christian assembly where you could worship, pray, and hear God's word. Now, even back in the day, on a Sunday, the shops used to be closed. Hey, some of you remember that? Some of you are way too young. You're like, what? Shops closed on a Sunday? What are you all about? Yes, back in the day, it was awesome. Mom, on a Saturday afternoon, would rush to the shops to get the bread and milk for Sunday and the eggs and all the nice stuff. The chicken, yeah, roast chicken. Anyone? Roast chicken on Sunday? Rush to Checkers and get it. Back in the day, it was okay. You know, we had an okay around the corner. Yeah, you're like, okay, yes, okay, all right, yes, all right. It still exists, by the way, but anyway, okay. But it's not so anymore, is it? We can go to the shops on a Sunday, any shop on a Sunday, and buy pretty much anything. Our schools don't really have any formal Christian input anymore. And so the challenge for us tonight in our modern day South African culture is, how do we stand strong in our faith when we face serious opposition to do so in a public forum? And let's look at Daniel. Let's look how Daniel stood up and stood strong in his faith with serious opposition. So Daniel chapter 6 verse 1. Are you with me? It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps. Now, the young people are like, satraps? It's just like people that, like, governors, like, you know, politicians, okay? 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators, so like, you know, so it's mayors and premiers, over them. One of them was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Verse 3, now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy, neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God. So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, may King Darius live forever. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or any human being for the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now Daniel learned that the decree had been published. He went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Just that far. In Daniel's case, he was working for someone who didn't share his religious belief, or even his colleagues weren't believers or Christians. This didn't bother Daniel much. As you would have picked up in the text, Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king wanted to put him over the whole kingdom. Remember that, like verse 3 or something? And because of this, his colleagues tried to lay charges against Daniel and in his, you know, with his government affairs and stuff, but they couldn't find any corruption in him. It'll be nice if that could happen in South Africa, hey? Because Daniel was trustworthy, neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men, his friends, his colleagues, tried to find basis of charges against Daniel by attacking his religion. Daniel's work ethic was so good. He worked so well. They tried everything to get him fired. And when everything failed, they attacked what he believed in. Has this ever happened to you, where your behavior, your work ethic, and your conduct was so good and brought honor to God and your relationship to Him in such a way that those you work for, the teachers at school, the lecturers at varsity, your friends, your family, they notice that there's something different about you. And because you've been noticed by them, they're jealous. They don't like it because all of a sudden your boss or the teacher recognizes it and realizes that there's some potential in your life. Because of their jealousy, they try as hard as they possibly can to wreck your reputation at school. Anyone try to do that to you at school? Yes? At work? Because you work so hard, someone is trying to lie to get you fired. Now, I believe Daniel's got something to teach us here. Firstly, we need to ask ourselves the question, as Christians, do we conduct ourselves in such a way that our employers, our teachers, our parents, our friends, our families commend us for the way we live and for our relationship with God, like Daniel did? Our motivator should be the name that we bear. For Daniel, this was crucial. Let's bring it home a little. Does your Facebook status and your news feed collaborate with your about page on Facebook? The pages that you've liked, the books that you've read, the movies you've watched. When people look at your profile, do they go, man, this oak is an honorable Christian. This lady is just fantastic. She ticks the Christian box and her news feed is just filled with good stuff. Or do they go, oh, Christian, yeah, ne? Ish, it's bad. Friends, we have a responsibility. In a culture of slackers, of loafers, and corrupt officials, especially in South Africa, we have a responsibility to show them how things should be done, regardless of the cost. You see, Daniel paid quite the cost for standing strong in his faith when the pawpaw hit the fan. Now, if you don't know what that saying is, take a pawpaw, throw it into the fan, and you realize it's a mess. Okay? So when life really is just a mess, and there's serious nonsense going on, Daniel stood strong when the pawpaw hit the fan. Let me remind you of the story again. Daniel does everything well. He works extremely hard, his conduct, his ethics, everything. There's no corrupt bone in his body. He shows his colleagues how things should be done. And then they become jealous and do everything to wreck his life. They go to King Darius and they ensure that the king passes a law to ban any other form of worship except the worship of the king for the next 30 days. So in a South African context, they take religion out of Daniel's school, his workplace, and possibly even his home for the next 30 days. In other words, it's illegal to worship God for the next 30 days. What does Daniel do? Does Daniel fall into the trap of peer pressure? Does he submit to the law at the cost of his relationship with God? No, he doesn't. Daniel stands strong in his faith, even when it was completely illegal to do so. And I believe the only reason why he could stand before men is because he knelt before God. If you would tweet anything tonight, that is it. The only way we can stand before men when they do everything to wreck our lives, to stop us from worshiping God and having a relationship with Him, the only way we can stand before things like that is if we kneel before God. That was a lot better than that, amen, hey? When Christianity was outlawed in Daniel's life, how did he respond? How did Daniel manage to stay strong in his faith? Daniel remained committed to his relationship with God. Daniel prayed and asked the Lord to help him through this difficult time of oppression. If you read the rest of the story later on in the week, you would notice Daniel didn't just get into trouble for praying to God in 30 days when he wasn't allowed to, and because of his faithfulness. No, Daniel got thrown into the lion's den. Daniel faced a life-threatening situation because of his faith. How does he respond? Does he arm wrestle with the lions? Although I think it might have crossed his mind in a funny way. After God had shut the lion's mouth, he was like, I would so do that. Hey, anybody else, like, go tickle the lion's nose and go, what are you going to do? Hey? I would, anyway. Because, now, every time you read that story, you're going to think of that. Yeah, it's good. Go read the story often, okay? Daniel doesn't arm wrestle with the lions at all because he stood strong in faith in his everyday life. And when he was oppressed with these new laws, he stood strong. When he faced a life-threatening situation, he doesn't run away from the lions and kind of go, well, hey, things are going to go bad here. No, he could stand strong because he practiced standing strong in his faith in his everyday life. In the good times, in the bad times, and in the life-threatening times. He practiced it. I promise you now, when he went into that lion's den, it wasn't like, well, ooh, this is awesome. Hey, kitty, kitty. That was good, hey? Doesn't do that. I promise you now, he walked into that lion's and he was like, Lord, I've been spending time with you. Please help me. The only way I'm going to get out of this alive is with you. Daniel realized that there is no other way out except spending even more time on his knees. What does God do with that kind of faithfulness? God shows Daniel his faithfulness because he spent time on his knees before the Lord every day. So in the good times, spend time on your knees. In the bad times, spend time on your knees. And when you face certain death, spend even more time on your knees because that's the only way you're going to get out of that. That's the massive life lesson for us here tonight. When we live our lives in a way that completely honors God, when we've done everything to stand strong in our faith in our modern day culture, and the pawpaw hits the fan. When we are oppressed for believing in God, how on earth are we going to get through it? The only way is if we stand strong in our faith right now, in these good times. Because friends, when those life-threatening moments arrive and you haven't practiced standing strong in your faith in the good ones, it is so easy to throw in that towel and go, where is my God? These lions are going to devour me. But if you've practiced it in your everyday life, you go, my God is here with me right now, and it's the only way I'm going to get through this. So friends, we've got to learn and practice to stand strong in the good times. And be able to say this, that God, regardless of the outcome of this life-threatening situation, I will hold on to you and my relationship with you. Because I know that you are with me always. So when you find yourself at school, at varsity, at your workplace, even in your home where Christianity is outlawed, when no one believes like you do, and they simply refuse that you practice or honor God, win them over by what you do and how you live. And even when that doesn't change things, or possibly even makes things worse, may you stand strong whenever you face opposition like this. Keep your relationship with God your top priority in your life, because you can only stand before men if you've knelt before God. So tonight, come and kneel before God. Especially if you've been ashamed of your relationship with God whenever you've become oppressed. Tonight's the night to come and confess and say, Lord, I am so sorry that I have been ashamed of you, or that my actions have brought shame to your name. Forgive me, Lord, and help me to grow stronger in my faith, so that when the day of trouble comes, I can stand strong, just like Daniel did. Let's pray. You might be sitting here tonight and you're facing a life-threatening situation. Or you're going through a really, really tough time. And listening to tonight's sermon, you're kind of going, yes, Jan, I haven't lived my life in such a way where I have practiced my faith in God on a daily basis in the good times. And now in this tough time, now in this life-threatening time, I'm struggling to stand strong in my faith. If that is you tonight, I want you to stand up right now. Be bold enough to say, yes, Lord, I am struggling. I need your help. I need to come to you right now, and you need to be my strength. You need to help me through this storm because I cannot do it. Thank you so much for those who are standing. God sees you tonight. He sees your storm. He sees the tough times you're going through. And he wants to help you. Will you call upon his name tonight? Will you go, God, I need your help. I can't do this on my own. Help me, Lord, to stand strong in my faith again. And Lord, you see these people here tonight standing. Lord, you know exactly what they're dealing with. And I just pray, God, that you would help them. Show them how to live a life of faith like Daniel did. Show them the way out in terms of this storm and this tough time, this life-threatening situation that they're facing right now. I know, friends, I want to encourage you that one of the lights, one of the ways out in the storm is on your knees. To daily, just like Daniel did. He did it 3 times a day. You can do it 20 times a day if you want. But one of the ways to get through the storm in this life is to spend some time on your knees, going, Lord, help me through this. The other way is to come and chat to John and I later on tonight or in the week. Just WhatsApp us and go, Jan, I'm facing this tough time again. Just pray with me. Guide me through it. And we will do that. And so, friends, for the rest of us sitting right now, you might be living life right now and everything is good. But you've noticed that you've slipped in terms of your practicing of your faith. Your devotional life has kind of slipped by the wayside a little. Your prayer life is slightly non-existent. If that is you tonight, I want you to be bold enough to stand up and say, Lord, help me, because life is good right now. I'm not facing any tough times or any life-threatening times, but right now, Lord, I need you to help me again, to get close to you again, to spend some time with you again, to pray more often. If that is you, stand tonight. Be bold enough to stand and say, Lord, that's me. I need help. Thank you for those who are standing. God sees you tonight standing in this place, and God wants to help you. We want to help you as a church. You're not in this alone. We all struggle with this. That's why that banner on the back wall is so important. We help to carry one another's burdens. For you right now, it might feel like reading your Bible, praying every day is a burden. You're not alone. It's not easy to do it in our modern day culture. But we want to stand with you tonight. And so may the rest of us please stand right now as we show the others that we are here with them. They are not alone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a church. Thank you for a faithful church like this, where people can come and stand with one another and say, we are living this life together. And together we'll get through the good, the tough, and the life-threatening situations. Together we'll stand strong in our faith, regardless of the opposition that we face. And so, Lord, hear our prayers tonight. Help us to spend more time with you in the good times, the tough times, and even the life-threatening ones. And Lord, help us to hold each other accountable. Help us to support and help carry each other's burdens so that together we can all stand strong in our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.